This movement comes from the margins. You know, the music originated in ghettos. For me, the only way to represent this music in India in a way that has meaning is to go around and try and build connections with musical traditions that share that ethos.
Dalmia is known on stage as Delhi Sultanate. He runs a project called Word Sound Power with American producer Chris McGuinness. The two of them travel to rural parts of India to record music with individuals and communities involved in urgent struggles that rarely make the news.
I know that there are tremendous amounts of grassroots movements on the street. The media plays a big role in kind of highlighting some and completely ignoring others.
In 2010, Dalmia met a folk musician and labour activist named Bant Singh. Bant Singh is a Dalit, the lowest caste in India. In 2000, Singh's young daughter was raped by upper caste men in his village. Singh fought off threats and took the men to court, where they were given life sentences. But 2 years later, Singh was brutally beaten by a group of men sent by the village leaders. Singh lost both of his arms and one leg in the attack. But to this day, he continues to challenge the caste system and champion the rights of the poor through his revolutionary songs. You're hearing a track from the collaboration between Word Sound Power and Bant Singh, which Dalmia recorded at Singh's home in rural Punjab. The album immortalizes Singh's story, and it brings his message to entirely new spaces, the clubs of Delhi and Mumbai. Dalmia's current project is called Blood Earth. It takes us to India's tribal communities in the eastern part of the country. He says people there are being exploited and displaced by corporations mining for highly profitable minerals, like bauxite. Dalmia sets the protest songs of tribal activists alongside his sharp commentary and rhymes.
They will invade your country and take everything you got, make them bomb a drop. Wonder when them think they are go stop. From the colonial days, them will have make the pressure drop. I see them dot take up, harass them, immigrant youth, them pan the black.
Dalmia's audience tends to be young, educated, and English-speaking urbanites. They're part of an India with new wealth, gleaming skyscrapers, and shopping malls. A far cry from the struggles of the rural poor.
I consider this kind of success narrative, which is, you know, at the moment has this absolutist claim, you know. They claim to represent all of India, and this is the one kind of narrative for what's really happening in the country. At least we will relativize it, and we will not allow you to pretend these things don't exist.
With voices and rhythms from both communities, Dalmia is trying to bridge this urban-rural divide.
Now, the idea behind Word Sound Power is that all the music we do is bilingual. So you would have a song which is in Punjabi and English, or a song which is Kui, which is a tribal language, and English. The idea behind that is to make it more accessible.
In their 2 years venturing into India's hinterlands, one challenge for Word Sound Power has been to make sure the exchange is mutually beneficial.
The kind of impact that we have in the area, I have no illusions about the fact. I mean, you know, people there are involved in a very real struggle, and the difference that we can make to that at the moment is minuscule. I would say it's been more for our own growth and our own learning and our own understanding. Our music gains a lot from working with them. How much do they gain from working with us? I'm not sure.
But through mobile phone technology, Word Sound Power is circulating songs that were previously never recorded. And the messages of tribal musicians are finding new ears.
I think generally, we underestimate how central music is to our existence. I mean, if you think about it, music is the quintessential human cultural activity. Every culture on the planet, whether high or low, tribal, sophisticated, every culture has music. And it's also one of the oldest ones. Every activity is accompanied by music. You go to a mall, there's music. On TV, in films, there's music suggesting you how you should feel about things. People listen to music when they go and fight in a war. I mean, we underestimate how much music plays part of our existence. All subcultures have music. So many revolutionary movements have been driven by music. It's a very potent carrier of meaning, you know. There's the literal meaning of words. that describe reality, but music carries meaning in terms of sound also. It expresses emotions, it can incite people, it can make people want to fight, it can create different emotional states in people. It's really very powerful, I think.